helpful to claim otherwise.
Using untested medicines without the right evidence could raise false hope and even do more harm than good.
He says it could also cause shortages of essential medicines for other diseases. Drugs for Ebola, HIV, and malaria are being tested in clinical trials to see if they work against COVID-19. U.S. health officials say they expect to see the results over the next several months. Ping Huang, NPR News.
This is NPR.
With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Pickens County Public Health has issued a stay-at-home order. The new restrictions are meant to further prevent the spread of COVID-19 by limiting contact between people. The order requires people to remain at home unless conducting essential business like grocery shopping, picking up medicine, or exercise. It also directs tourists visiting the area to head home and closes non-essential businesses. Pickens County currently has 18 confirmed cases of coronavirus. However, officials say community transmission is occurring and that hundreds more people are infected than have tested positive. Denver also issued a stay-at-home order yesterday. Attorney General Phil Weiser is calling on all courts in Colorado to postpone their criminal trials during the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
Weiser says holding a trial right now is too risky for jurors, witnesses, and other staff who would be forced into a courtroom. While defendants in criminal cases have a right to speedy trials, Weiser says prosecutors and defense attorneys should agree to extend those deadlines because of the public health emergency. If they cannot, Weiser says courts themselves should use their power to postpone them. The Colorado Supreme Court has already ordered a pause to jury trials for non-criminal cases. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Colorado's ski resorts are closed on order from the governor, but some people are still uphilling by hiking or skinning up. On Friday, Vail Resorts shut down uphill access on its mountains, and Sunlight Mountain in Glenwood Springs did the same yesterday. Alex Hager has more on whether Aspen Snowmass could follow suit.
Weiser says holding a trial.
In an email to Aspen Public Radio, Aspen Skiing Company spokesman Jeff Hanley said the resort would only close uphilling access if they were advised to do so by state or local health agencies. Sunlight said their closure is in accordance with public health recommendations issued by the state and Garfield County, and because they're concerned about managing risk with changing conditions on the mountain. Local health officials and SkiCo CEO Mike Kaplan have urged uphillers to exercise caution on the slopes. Injuries would put extra strain on first responders and healthcare workers who already have their hands full. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Food and Wine Classic in Aspen is canceled this year. Arts and culture reporter Kristen Kay has more.
Hunter Lewis, editor-in-chief of Food and Wine magazine, made the announcement yesterday, saying the decision was made out of concern for the safety of the restaurant community and the world beyond it. When this pandemic subsides, he went on to say in a statement, the world will need us all at the table, at restaurants, hotels, bars, and festivals, sharing our cultures like never before. Refunds are available for those who have already purchased tickets. Many local restaurants and vendors participate in the June event, which draws thousands of people to Aspen. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.